Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's a fountain of conversation, man. That's a geyser. I mean, whoa, Daddy, stand back, man.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now metal giant.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. So straight up today, we got lots of UFC stuff to talk about. We've got a card on CBS Sports, the CBS Sports Network. That's Sunday night, May the 4th. I kid you not, CBS Sports airing some MMA. So we've got that. We'll delve into the world of Bellator. We'll look at what Chris Cyborg Santos is trying to do. Of course, he wants to hook up with Ronda Rousey, and the bad blood's already there. Ronda's calling her basically a man in it. Not a woman, not a man in it, because she's been taking steroids for so long. That's what Ronda's saying. So Dana White, who usually gets in the middle of these things and likes referees between fighters, he's letting it go. He says, let the girls have their cat fight. Of course, they had that great cat fight between Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey, and that was like the ultimate fighter. Was that series season number 16, 17, something like that? But they drew great ratings with that. They did. I mean, the women bring out the people. That's why I think Ronda is the crossover star, and I think she would be the biggest star in MMA, given the proper opportunities. But will she be around that long? Hollywood's knocking. They want her to come. She's fine. She's articulate. And evidently, she can act a little bit. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. It's 1-800-878-7529. Twitter.com using the hashtag RingTalk, RingTalk. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Do I know what I do? And I know I'll survive, and I evolve every day. The survival of the hippest, the funky, and the biggest. The survival of the hippest, the soulful, and the greatest. As a true funk soldier, I don't need a yogi. It's decoded in my DNA.
The great Tom Bowes on lead with East Bay Soul. Check out East Bay Soul. Their first and second album are available at eastbaysoul.com. East Bay Soul, band founded by the great Greg Adams, of course, of Westmore High School in Daly City, California, and a founding member of the Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Real quick, we'll look back at last week's UFC 172. I mean, John Jones, if you can't accept him being the best fighter pound for pound in MMA right now, you're blind. I mean, you're doing the Stevie Wonder number here. I mean, you have to realize that pound for pound, the guy is the real deal. The only fight he's ever lost was to Matt Hamill. That was on a disqualification when he threw some illegal elbows on the ground. And the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's really unbeaten. And, you know, the fight with Alex Gustafson, yeah, it was close. It could have went either way, 3-2, 3-2 either way. And, of course, John Jones retaining the UFC 205-pound light heavyweight championship last year in that fight. Of course, they're going to have a rematch. It'll either be in Stockholm, Sweden, or somewhere on the East Coast, going to try to capitalize on that, on the fact that Gustafson's like a god over there, especially after the fight with John Jones. I mean, he didn't claim he was robbed. He didn't put up a big stink. He just sort of like let his body language, you know, tell it like it is. And a lot of people thought that he had deserved to win that fight, but straight up, John Jones, man, John Jones took Glover Teixeira apart. I mean, from round one on, every round, spinning back fist. He was doing it all. I mean, he was just did a number on Glover. Glover's tough. Glover's rough. Glover talked a good game. He hadn't lost a fight, I think, in like, I don't know, 8-9 years. But he lost that fight again in UFC 172, the main event in Baltimore, Maryland. No question about that. The scorecards across the board were 50-45. Of course, in UFC title fights and main events on television, there are 5 5-minute rounds. All other UFC fights are 3 5-minute rounds. So John Jones wins his 5-round decision over Glover Teixeira. Anthony Johnson, come back to the UFC, beats up the passive Phil Davis. Passive in that Phil just doesn't have the fire in his belly. 30-27 across the board, 3 times straight up. I think Phil's headed he'll either be a gatekeeper or an undercard guy, because as far as him getting to the top of the cards anymore, I think that's the last time you'll see him on a pay card, unless he comes in as an opponent for somebody. Luke Rockhold, man, he's still on a roll. The former Strikeforce champion at middleweight, 185 pounds, beating up on Tim Bosch, stopping him with a triangle Kimura in the first round, 2 minutes and 8 seconds. But, man, Luke Rockhold is the real deal. Luke Rockhold, you know, we keep talking. We use this term in boxing and in mixed martial arts. We call guys beasts. Well, this guy, Luke Rockhold, is a beast. And Chris Weidman is a beast. You know, I mean, they just are. There's no other way to put it. But Anthony Johnson, let's go back to Johnson just for a second, him beating Phil Davis, he makes another viable challenger for the current light heavyweight champion John Jones. But Rockhold, he probably stole the show with that stop over Tim Bosch, because Tim Bosch is not a hobo. I mean, he's not a guy you can walk into the UFC and say, well, you know what, I'm going to beat him. I mean, he's not. He's not one of those guys. He's a gatekeeper. He is truly a gatekeeper. Jim Miller was a winner. Max Holloway was a winner. And from Team Alpha Male in Sacramento, California, that's where, of course, that's the gym that brings us the great Uriah Faber, Joseph Benavides, who had challenged Demetrius Johnson for the World Flyweight Championship a few months back in Sacramento and got beat. He beat Tim Elliott with a submission, a guillotine choke, and the first round, 4 minutes and 8 seconds. That was the highlight of the card as far as I was concerned. But the highlight as far as the entire card, wow, was that one-punch knockout. Danny Castillo knocked out Charlie Brennerman. Man, I mean, lights out. I mean, like, wow. I mean, you could – I haven't seen – I'm laughing. And I never want to be on the receiving end of one of those punches, because – he didn't see it coming, and it landed flush. And when it lands flush on the chin with a 4 ounce glove and a strong right, guess what? You are going to sleep. I'm talking about lights out. So we've got the UFC rocking. The next UFC event's going to be the May the 10th. That's going to be, of course, a main event. Matt Brown and Eric Silva. These guys will be hooking up. They call Matt Brown the Immortal. Well, he's lost 11 times, so I guess he's not all that immortal. Taking on Eric Silva. Eric Silva, E-R-I-C-K Silva, 16-4. Matt Brown, 20-11. This is the main event, of course. UFC's got this pick'em thing going on. They've got all these fantasy leagues going on. They've got all these interactive things for fight fans on their website, UFC.com. So you've got to check this out. Fantasy UFC, how to watch. It shows you the TV shows, the TV programs, when they air, when they don't air. Okay, because a lot of people are confused. The bottom line is the UFC's not on Spike TV anymore. Bellator does their thing on Spike TV. They usually do their thing Friday nights at 9 o'clock p.m., okay? But UFC's not on Spike anymore. They're on Fox TV, Fox Sports. Fox Sports 1 primarily, and then Fox Sports 2. Now, the reason why they have Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2 is a mind-boggler to me, because they're on different ends of the cable channel. So sometimes you'll be watching a UFC event, and the first hour will be on UFC on Fox 2, then they'll switch to Fox 1. Then they'll go to pay-per-view. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's scary as far as the numbers are concerned. I have to think they're losing people, because people just aren't that tech savvy, man. I mean, you go to a channel and you're watching a fight, they tell you, now go to the speed channel or go to something like that. How are you going to know where the speed channel is at unless you've got your little cable guy in front of you or you're really cable TV hip? And a lot of people aren't really cable TV hip. Speaking of cable TV hip, man, imagine the numbers this fight's going to do. Fabrice Werdum challenging Cain Velasquez in Mexico City for the UFC Heavyweight Championship of the World. Of course, the UFC Heavyweight Division starts at a 205-plus pounds and goes to 265 pounds. The current champion, the once beaten, 13-1, of course, Cain Velasquez out of Silicon Valley in the American Kickboxing Academy, has never lost a round. Got knocked out by Junior Dos Santos in the blink of an eye a couple of years ago, but he's never lost a round. Never lost a round, per se, much like Daniel Cormier, who I think is a real shot for John Jones as well. But straight up, Cain Velasquez, Fabrice Werdum. Werdum coming off that five-round win over Travis Brown a fortnight ago. Travis Brown going there, the slight favorite. And because of that, those strikes, man, he came down on guys like with elbows that you've never seen in your life. Whoa! I mean, elbows make you turn your face away from the TV screen. They're coming down so vicious, okay? Did it to Josh Barnett. Did it to Frank Mir. Both those guys are former UFC heavyweight champions. Okay, I mean, they're not schlubs. Okay, and he did it to both of them. So I thought he was on quite a roll. He was the 2013 Fighter of the Year, of course, as far as the heavyweights were concerned, the up-and-coming breakout fighter. But guess what? He didn't break out nothing. He got all broke down by Fabrice Werdum in that five-round decision, UFC on Fox 11 a couple of weeks ago. Werdum now challenging Cain Velasquez in Mexico City. The arena, the Mexico City arena, will hold 23,000 people. I anticipate every seat will be sold. And the fight will do fantastic numbers on pay-per-view here in the United States because, like I told you a long time ago, the Mexican-Americans, they are very, very interested in mixed martial arts. If you give them an MMA fighter like Diego Sanchez, like Gilbert Melendez, or more importantly, more prominent, Cain Velasquez, a UFC heavyweight champion of the world, you put him in their corner, and they're going to back him with the pay-per-view numbers. I'm telling you, they're going to back this big. This, I think, will be one of the biggest UFCs in history as far as the numbers are concerned. It'll go down in November, but I think it'll be one of the biggest UFCs. It may go over. It may even break the record as far as UFC buys are concerned, because the Mexican-Americans have long propelled the pay-per-view world. I mean, as far as boxing is concerned, as far as movies are concerned, I mean, they were the ones that kept it going back in the day, especially back in the day when everything was pirated. I don't know if you remember, but everybody had a black box or a cable box where you could bypass these filters and watch just about anything you wanted on pay-per-view back in the 90s when Tyson was fighting, things like that. Well, the piracy rate in New York City, according to an executive at Time Warner owns HBO, told me it was 83%. 83% of people watching a fight in New York City were stealing it. 83%! So when I called the Showtime announcer, who was working for Showtime one night, and asked him how he was watching the fight, he stumbled around and mumbled around in the whole nine yards, and I guess he was watching it off a black box as well, and I will not admit his name right now. But Cain Velasquez, the world heavyweight champion, looking to clean things up towards the end of the year. Of course, surgery on that left shoulder, I believe, and that was a shoulder that was damaged in training and damaged in a fight, and he's had problems with that shoulder for a couple of years now, but the shoulder will be cleaned up. He'll be 100% as far as all his injuries are concerned. And when Cain Velasquez at 100%, nobody's probably going to beat him. He's probably at the top of his game. He'll probably stay at the top of his game for a long time. I mean, that shot that he took from Junior Dos Santos in their second fight where he got wobbled in the opening seconds of their second fight, of course, he won the second and the third fight. But when he got wobbled like that, he showed his heart, his resiliency, and his chin. When he wouldn't go down, he just came back fight, and that was the only chance that Junior Dos Santos had in that fight. Outside of that, it was all Cain Velasquez. Cain won a 5-round decision then, and of course, in the third fight, the rubber match, Cain Velasquez stopped Junior Dos Santos inside the distance, making him look like something like from the Theater of the Deranged, as far as something maybe a horror movie or something like that, like creepy crawlers. It was horrible, the beating that he took and was allowed to take. I thought the referee should have jumped in to stop that. See, that is where I think the referee, the doctor, and the corner needs to step in. Because when a guy's taking a licking and he's not going to come back, everybody's, oh, yeah, well, he can. There's so many different ways to win in MMA. You can, use a submission, you can do that. But not when you're getting the pulp knocked out of you, okay? When you're just getting beaten down, beaten on like a drum round after round, guess what? It's time to call it, okay? Whether it's the corner calling it, whether it's the doctor calling it, or whether it's the referee calling it, they've got to call it. Now, Dana White might not like that. The president of the UFC wants everything to come to some type of conclusive ending, and I'm with him on that. But guess what? You can't always have what you want, Dana. Remember, you wanted that testosterone replacement therapy because you thought it was sort of cool. Yeah, until your guy, Michael Bisping, got lit up by Vitor Belfort. And then all of a sudden it wasn't cool anymore. And then you went behind everybody's back and you went to the Nevada State Athletic Commission and said to them, hey, guys, let's ban testosterone replacement therapy, okay? Shh, don't say I said it, but let's ban it. And what did the UFC do? What did the Nevada State Athletic Commission do? They both banned testosterone replacement therapy in Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. John Jones the best. Who's second best? Chris Weidman, John Jones. Would that be a super fight if they can make that like at 195 pounds or something like that? Could John Jones lose an additional 10 pounds to make a catchweight fight with the middleweight champion? Probably wouldn't want to. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You know, it's been bittersweet because this is where I started my career. This is where I built my career, all in this organization, you know, so... it's bittersweet to see it go, but you know what, man? It's all about progression, and, you know, I was actually going to be out of Strike Force anyway, but, you know, it's a business, man. We really have no idea what went on behind the scenes to get to this point, so outside of just emotionally feeling like, man, I would have loved Strike Force to continue on, I really don't know much on the subject, you know?
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 28 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This segment of Ring Talk brought to you in part by Alchemy Water, folks. There is a difference in the water you drink. Check out the website, alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E, water.com. Alchemywater.com. There's a difference. Find out why there's a difference and why it's better for your health. And guess what? Pedro loves it as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts this hour, of course. Next Saturday, May the 10th, Mark Munoz will be on the show. I'm talking about the Filipino Wrecking Crew. Of course, a middleweight of note in the UFC is going over to Berlin in May the 31st, I believe. It'll be on Fox Sports, and he's taking on a very good fighter in Gagar Masali. Masali can fight. There's no question about it. I mean, Masali comes to dance. Mario come to fight, but when you look at big-time things, as far as big-time fights are concerned, I think that without a doubt, this is a big fight. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, you're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we are Saturdays and Sundays, Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We are for an hour. We combine both boxing and mixed martial arts, and then Sundays, we go an hour on boxing, and this is the hour of mixed martial arts. Of course, Renan Barrera, the man, the bantamweight champion of the world, as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned, he hasn't lost a fight since, like, birth. It's like almost birth. I think it's like 2005 or something like that, man. Guy's on a hell of a roll. Of course, he is the world bantamweight champion, the man that turned back Uriah Faber in that controversial call when referee Herb Dean sort of pulled the trigger a little bit too quick there with the California kid. But straight up, Barrera, unbeaten in a long, long time, taking on T.J. Dillashaw, defending the UFC bantamweight 135-pound championship. Of course, Ronda Rousey is the UFC 135-pound women's champion. Speaking of women's, the UFC is going to start a 115-pound weight class. And guess what? There's a lot of chicks down around 115 pounds that can fight. that are in mixed martial arts. This is going to make for this is going to make for an exciting event. I think that they should do 125. I think they should do 115. I don't know about, well, maybe not 105. Maybe that's a little bit too small. But then maybe we shouldn't discriminate against the smaller either. But the bottom line is the UFC is expanding. Will they expand divisions like boxing? Probably not, but I think they do need to expand some of the divisions. So there's too much of a difference, I think, between some of the, like 170 to 185 pounds and from 185 to 205 pounds. And that's just too much of a weight. 20 pounds, too much of a jump. Anyway, Barreiro defending that title against TJ Dillashaw. Dillashaw, a live underdog? Not. Barreiro going to walk all over him like a rug. Dan Henderson, a winner a fortnight ago, of course, one of the testosterone replacement guys, taking on Daniel Cormier, the aforementioned Daniel Cormier. You listen to him coming into this segment talking about the demise of the Strikeforce. Of course, he was the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, having beat Josh Barnett and Frank Mir. I mean, he's the real deal, man. And now he's dropping down to 205 pounds. That means he's going to be hell on wheels for John Jones. I mean, he's never lost a round. John Jones has lost rounds. This guy's never lost a round. He's never been taken off his feet. He has a solid wrestling base. He's the real deal at 205 pounds. Listen, he was one of those guys that sort of trained at Taco Bell. In other words, you know, he ate junk food and ate a lot of pizzas and I mean, a lot of junk food. According to Dave Meltzer, he was like a junk food junkie. He had no discipline, and he was still weighing about 218, 225. So they figured, you know, he could take it down if he corrected himself. And he's made 205 pounds already. He looks forward to making 205 pounds again when Barreiro and Dillashaw hook it up. You know, Dillashaw is a capable challenger, but Barreiro, as I said, so far ahead of everybody else. Robbie Lawler's on the card. I thought Robbie Lawler sort of got the shaft a couple of months ago. He's taking on Jake Ellenberger, so we'll see what's happening with that at welterweight. And the bantamweight fight on the card, I thought it was going to be chicks, but they're not going to be chicks on this card. Francisco Rivera taking on a Japanese fighter by the name of Tasai Mizuki, and Jamie Varner, pretty good fighter, taking on James Krause. And this is all on Fox Sports 1. Okay? No, take it back. It's on pay-per-view. Then they're going to Fox Sports 1. Then they have the prelims there. But on the May card, the May 31st card I talked about from Berlin, and the May 10th card, the Brown versus Silva card on Fox Sports, that'll start off on Fox Sports 2. Back to the confusion again. 8 p.m. Eastern time. Actually, the fight card starts with the early prelims at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, with three fights on the UFC and their fight pass, their internet fight pass, okay? Then they're going to go to Fox Sports 2 for prelims with three fights at 8 p.m. That's Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific time. Then they go to Fox Sports 1 for the main card. And that starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. So essentially you have to jump to three different channels here in order to watch a night of UFC. Do you think that's right? Does that make any sense to you? It makes no sense to me at all. What are they trying to do? You've got to be losing viewers doing that. You've got to say, you know, people don't have patience. You know, if they can't find, so what? I watch I Love Lucy. Watch something else. But the bottom line is in TV, and as far as the UFC is concerned, they need to get it together. Of course, the next UFC fight night, May the 10th. And next week, May the 10th, on the Saturday show, we'll bring in the Filipino Wrecking Machine. That's right. Man, Mark Munoz taking on, you know, Gegard Mousasi. Mousasi's lost a lot of fights, but he's a capable guy. And Mark comes in at 13-4, coming off that loss to Lyoto Machida, who seems to be back on his game plan. But, you know, big win for both guys, big fight for both guys, maybe a career changer for both guys. I'm talking about both Gegard Mousasi and Mark Munoz. That'll be May 31st. That's live from Berlin on Fox Sports 1. So we've got UFC events going all over the world. And, you know, that's where you see that the UFC is expanding everywhere. I mean, Pakistan, they're having UFC fights in Pakistan. They're going all over the place. But check out the upcoming schedule. As I said, Brown versus Silva, the May the 10th. The 24th, it'll be Barreiro versus Dillashaw. That's UFC 173 from Las Vegas, Nevada, the MGM Grand, the house that Floyd Mayweather built. Then the Munoz fight will be at the O2 Arena, and that'll be in Berlin, Germany. Then they go to São Paulo, Brazil, and bring up the Ultimate Fighter Brazil 3, Junior Dos Santos. Of course, he's one of the team members there. That's May the 31st. The same day, they'll have the UFC fight on Fox. I mean, so the UFC's got it going on. They do as far as the TV's concerned, but they've got to get the TV better. You can't have one channel here, one channel there. It just doesn't work that way, folks. It really doesn't. I mean, I just can't see it working. I mean, people have got, I lose. They lose me sometimes.
Okay, so they've got to be losing people. Anyway, looking forward to this week's USC schedule. USC, of course, is always on Spike TV. Not anymore. It's Bellator now. See, people say to me, Pedro, let's watch the UFC. Is it on Spike? It's not on Spike anymore. And, of course, now on Fox Sports 1, you've got the Ultimate Fighter, and you've got my man Chael Sonnen and Big Mouth Chael Sonnen taking on Wanderlei Silva, the team captain. So that's going to roll. There's a video of Wanderlei at the UFC website. Check it out, UFC.com. But Wanderlei Silva and Chael Sonnen, eventually they'll fight, and eventually one of those guys will be retired from the fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
The way that you walk, the way that you talk, really knocks me out, girl. The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you fare, under all conditions, you're mine all of the time. So wonderful, so marvelous, girl, you're everything to me, and you're super.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to LA, don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee.
What?
If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Ah, the sounds of Dr. Smith and Lost in Space. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside the Twilight Zone. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. The UFC website, I highly recommend it, folks. Of course, they've got just about everything going on there as far as their promotion is concerned. They're very good as far as promoting stuff is concerned. They've got a UFC, the Ultimate Fighters on UFC exclusively on Fight Pass Sunday nights, midnight Eastern time, 9 o'clock Pacific time. I think you can still catch it on Fox Sports 1 as well. It's just the TV thing is just too confusing. It just really is. So we'll move on to something else instead of the UFC TV. Looks like the Glory Fight series from Denver, Colorado will be on CBS Sports tonight, the CBS Sports Network at 9 p.m. Eastern time at 6 o'clock out here on the West Coast. Glory 16 Live, it was on Spike TV, and looks like they're going to replay it on right on. They replay it on CBS Sports. Way to go. Way to go. And, you know, when these smaller entities, these smaller leagues get their things going, there's a channel finder, too. If you want to go to BloodyElbow.com, you can check out their story on this. And you can watch these UFC-style fights tonight. And I think it's better in the fact that these fights are held in a ring. I'm into that holding fights in a ring. I think that cage thing, I just don't dig it. I really don't. I know that you can't get out of the cage. And there's this aura about being in the cage, fighting in the cage. But I think for the viewer, the ring is far more beneficial. I mean, I've watched fights in MMA fights in a ring, the old Pride fights, things like that. They are far more easily accessible, better to the eyeball, to the fan, both in the arena and on television, than it was looking through a cage. Because when you're sitting in the first or second row, the third row, and you start looking through this cage, you start to squint after a while, and it becomes a pain in the eyeball. And if they didn't have this iron cage, this steel cage, this octagon cage, they had these guys fighting in a ring, okay, you'd be able to see everything. And guess what? You can't use a cage to, like, rub guys up against them and all that kind of good stuff. It'll be all straight fighting. That's what was so good about the Pride Fighting Championships, and that, you know, Pride, they had that opening round, the 10-minute opening round. I mean, this was the difference between the boys and the men. I mean, if you can go 10 rounds MMA and opening round and then have to go like 4 or 5 minute rounds after that, good Lord, that's a long time. That's a long time. But if you were the Pride champion, you were the Pride champion. Speaking of the Pride champion, of course, Rampage Jackson, he made his name in Pride, came into UFC, won the light heavyweight championship before losing it in a minute, and, of course, had those little emotional problems down there in L.A. when he had the police chasing him around the greater Los Angeles area, dragging along a 20-foot billboard of himself. I mean, how can you get away from the cops when you're dragging around a picture of him? This is me. I'm dragging the picture on anyway. He's fighting now in Bellator. We'll get to Bellator in just a minute. Of course, Bellator is going Friday nights on Spike TV. They've taken up the home of former the UFC, and they've got it going on as far as some of the fights are concerned, but they don't want to, they're really like, how can I put this? They're weird. They just don't seem to be interested as far as publicity is concerned. They don't seem to be interested in promoting their product. They just seem to be interested in being able to secure this TV money and these live casino gates monies, because that's what it is. They throw these fights at these different casinos and different arenas around the country, and they get a live gate, like the Windstar World Casino play host to an upcoming fight Friday night, May the 9th, be live on Spike TV, the finals, and, you know, of the middleweight tournament. So they've got lots of things going on, and I really think that this is an opportunity for fans to watch a good brand of MMA, and a lot of times the fights are based to the point where they want them then in knockouts. And that's the way the fights are somewhat scripted. Of course, this main event, this middleweight tournament finale, Bellator 119 this Friday night, May the 9th. Brett Cooper, 20-9, take it on Brandy Halsey. He'll be 7-0. These guys are going at 185 pounds. They're about the same height, 6 foot, 5 foot, nine. There's a featherweight tournament final on the card. There's another featherweight feature fight on the card. I mean, there's some pretty good fights on these cards. And these cards on Bellator, they don't get the props that they would get if they were UFC, because they're just not adept at promoting their product. They just not. I mean, Bjorn Rebney, he fails miserably at promoting the product. Sorry, Bjorn. Although I would want to be your next door neighbor for a lot of reasons, but
I'm just telling you the truth as far as this not being able to promote Bellator the way it should. Because, you know, if Bellator had the role that it had role with the first season, it had a role to it. I mean, it was coming week after week, boom, 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 boom. And he was putting together these two-hour shows. And you knew that with his stable, he couldn't do this very long. I mean, he didn't have 1,000 fighters. You can't be just doing these weekly fight cards where you're putting together 15 or 20 fighters a week and put them on television. And, it's, you know, those guys can't fight for a few weeks, even if they won, okay, let alone the losers, okay? So Bellator and Bjorn Rebney didn't have that type of roster, that deep of a roster. So they had to stop in, like, June. And they didn't have fights for a long time from June of 2013 on for like 4 or 5 months. And there were sporadic fights on Spike. And when there were fights on Spike, they weren't publicized. You didn't know it. You had to check the website. Then you when you went to the Bellator website, they have like Balboa versus King without having the first names of the guys or anything like that. So the Bellator website, the whole marketing thing, I mean, you would think that common sense would go in there and be able to tell them, you know, well, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, right? But as long as they're getting that Spike TV money, see, much like the world of professional wrestling and total nonstop action wrestling, Impact Wrestling, that Thursday night promotion, as long as they get their money from Spike TV, Dixie Carter and those people, the Panda people, they don't care what else happens because they go on the road, they don't draw good crowds, they aren't doing great numbers on their pay-per-views. More people steal their pay-per-views and watch them. Speaking of pay-per-views, Vince McMahon, is he losing all his pay-per-view clout with the cable companies? Will they stop carrying his events if he goes with this? All of these major events going to be on his WWE network? And I've tried to check that out, although on the down low from Europe, and haven't been able to see in too many events. I haven't seen anything. So I don't know if the WWE network is really up and rolling yet, but it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be costing like $10 a month. For that $10 a month, you're supposed to be able to watch anything in their library, and they've got like the WCW and, you know, the old NWA. They've got AWA tapes. They have world-class professional wrestling, world-class championship wrestling from down there in Texas, Fritz Von Erich and Kerry Van Erich. And those people, I mean, they've got all the tapes. The only tapes they don't have, the WWE, are Roy Shire's tapes. Roy Shire ran the Bex boxing program as far as the wrestling program, territorial-wise, in the United States here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And Roy Shire was such a cheapskate. He was such a cheapskate that he kept using the same videotapes to record over and over his shows each week. So each show he'd record over the show he did last week. And get this, not only was Shire a cheapskate when it came to videotapes, he buried $500,000 in his backyard in Sebastopol, California, and the money rotted. And then he tried to report it to the IRS. Well, you know, I got this rotten money here. And they said, well, guess what, pal? You never paid any tax on that, so you have to pay tax on it. So he sort of got screwed a couple different ways. Roy Shire was a guy that just – he went into the – I remember when he used to walk into the Channel 2 studios, the Channel 2 offices here in Oakland, California. It was KTVU. That was the wrestling channel. And he used to spit chewing tobacco on the floor. He would do it on purpose because he knew he had a top-rated show. Well, guess what? Once a certain group of management came in, they realized that we're not going to put up with this crap. We don't care if you're top rated or not. Shire was out. He lost his promotion. Within a year or so, he was trying to promote on other television stations and in Sacramento as well. But the promotion was dead at that point. And I think Shire's promotion went in the tank in 1984. Speaking of promotions in the tank, Evicta is not going in the tank. Evicta's trying to do their thing. Okay, of course, they want their girl to fight Ronda Rousey. And their girl, of course, is Chris Cyborg Santos. Chris Cyborg Santos can really fight. But is she drug-free? Is she chemical-free? I mean, you heard Ronda say in that clip a little bit earlier that she's willing to fight her whether or not she has horse semen, shot in both eyeballs. She really doesn't care. But does it matter? I mean, Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg Santos, that's the fight that people want to see in the world of mixed martial arts as far as MMA is concerned. Gina Carano, a little lukewarm response to Gina coming back. She sort of passed it around the media about a month, month and a half ago. And, you know, my producer bit on it, but nobody else did. Not too many people. It ain't that big of a thing. You know, Gina went off to movies. Gina got beat down by Chris Cyborg Santos. I mean, beat down like in a round. He got the snot kicked out of her, and she told me before and after the fight that she suspected Chris Cyborg Santos of being on steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, anabolic steroids. And, of course, A short time later, within a couple of years, Cyborg Santos was caught fighting in San Diego by the California City Athletic Commission for being on Nandrolene, some old archaic type of steroid. But the bottom line was she was on steroids. She has the body of a man. She looks like she needs a shave at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But if she wins a couple of fights, they're going to set her up with Ronda Rousey at 135 pounds. But she has to make 135 pounds. That's a lot. That's a lot for a chick that's been fighting at 145 on steroids. But like Ronda says, if you can make 145 on steroids, you can make 135 without taking steroids. What do you think? Best fighter pound for pound in the world right now, John Jones, no question about that. Who is number two? Probably Renan Barreiro or Demetrius Johnson or Chris Weidman. Huh? There's lots of number two guys out there. Lots of guys that are number two. Johnny Hendricks, the current welterweight champion, he's not one of them. I didn't think he won that fight in that fight. Of course, taking the vacant title after the great GSP bowed out after the drug testing dilemma. Of course, they went back and forth, meaning GSP, George St. Pierre, the Canadian champion, a long time face, the man that carried the mantle of the UFC around for a long, long time, and of course sold out all those big houses up there in Canada. He wanted drug testing with Johnny Hendricks. Of course, this is a guy that in the past had been suspected of taking drugs. I'm talking about George St. Pierre. So he wanted this drug testing. So he goes to the UFC, says, I want WADA or VADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, or the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association. And VADA is run by Dr. Margaret Goodman, formerly of the Nevada State Athletic Commission. And I believe she will be a guest on next Sunday's show right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Well, I'll bring a medical professional, somebody that knows something about these, about all the performance-enhancing drugs that are out there. And, of course, there's ones being made every day to beat the testing. Much like, you know, there's always computer viruses being built to try to get around the latest security software. That's just the way it is. Don't ask what compels people to do that. But Dr. Margaret Goodman, she said she was going to Africa or the Middle East for like a couple of weeks, and she'd be back. And I think that was about 3 weeks ago. So I will ring her up this week. And Dr. Margaret Goodman looks like she'll be on next Sunday's show. Now, don't forget, next Saturday, on the Saturday show at 11 a.m. Pacific time, at 11:10 a.m., we'll bring in Mark Munoz, a Filipino record machine, talking about his fight, of course, with Gagar Massawi. That's May the 31st on Fox Sports 1 from Berlin, Germany, the O2 Arena. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little guy I know a little about here, his name is Rick Stevens. He was on yesterday's show singing Down to the Nightclub with Emilio Castillo. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power brings us to the break.
There's only one place to go, down to the nightclub. Sitting by the dance floor, checking it out, watching the man with the fat feet. Got the hippest friends and the fat boogaloo, the big old bag of tricks, down to the nightclub.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
client immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Often imitated but never duplicated, I sit here, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Folks, the Nevada City Athletic Commission announced this week in association with the USC that they will be stepping up their drug testing. That's right, the drug testing is going to get more difficult. They're going to be doing some random testing. I think this is great stuff. Anybody who wants to fight Nevada, take notice. Guess what? The boys in Nevada are not going to stand for any steroids or any steroid abuse. In other words, you want to cycle, you better be slick about it because they'll be looking to catch you, especially with these random tests here and there. And when you sign a license to fight, an application to license to fight, be it MMA in Nevada, I understand you are volunteering to take voluntary drug tests. That's what I've been told with the latest contract. So if that's the case, guess what? It looks like Nevada's getting serious, and why not? They are the center of mixed martial arts. Most of the big fights are held there. Okay, the mega events are held there, the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, of course, and the MGM Grand, both those arenas, big on the UFC. So that's the UFC's home. They want to stay there. I think they've got to clean up their own house before they can go anywhere and talk anything about anybody else. Because, you know, they go to Brazil, and you go to Brazil, and you see these guys in Brazil, you say, holy cow, man, what are these guys on? Well, they're on something a little bit more than just one-a-day vitamins, no question about that. UFC announced UFC on Fox 12 will be July 26th from the SAP Center. I call it the Shark Tank in San Jose, California. Of course, the HP Pavilion, call it the Shark Tank, call it the house that Robert Guerrero fought in. I mean, the bottom line is it's now the SAP Center. But Fight Night, UFC on Fox Fight Night 12 will go August 23rd. Live from San Jose, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, check us out on Twitter, twitter.com, using the hash mark RingTalk, RingTalk, ringtalk.com. And don't forget, Ring Talk is brought to you in part by Alchemy Water, folks. There's a difference in the water you drink. Find out what it is. Go to alchemywater.com, alkame water.com.